Erica. I'm so excited about today's episode.
I know. Okay, before we get started, I feel like everybody needs to maybe put on a cardigan, grab a big cup of coffee. Yeah. I know. This was a fun episode to discuss.
It's my very favorite topic, subject, passion in life.
Season.
Yes, we're breaking down fall today.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy listening to all of our favorite things and reasons we love fall so much.
It might sound like a random topic, but I actually thought the episode had a lot of good stuff in it.
We threw all the good from the season in there.
It's all fall ahead for this first full week in September.
We hope that you enjoy everything you hear when Shay and I are talking about our fall favorites, fall bucket list items, fall musts, fall recipes, just all the fall things.
All the fall for the season. And we have random reader questions and a few other surprises. So make sure you listen to the entire episode because you're not going to want to miss any of it.
We hope you enjoy, friends.
Here's Breaking Down Fall.
Hey, everyone. I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here. Hey, Shay, we're talking about one of your favorite things today.
It really might be my favorite thing ever.
Yes. Okay, so what are we talking about today then?
Fall.
We're breaking down fall. All things fall.
I mean, I don't want to say this isn't going to happen because it totally could, but I just don't have a desire to break down the other seasons like I do this one.
Oh, I'm going to talk you into it.
No.
Don't worry.
Breaking down spring is going to be like a 5-minute episode.
They can all be different. They can all be different lengths. That's fine.
Meanwhile, settle in because we're going to make fall 4 hours. It's so amazing. I'm so excited. It probably sounds silly, but I feel like there's a lot of things we can talk about today about fall.
Yeah, I think we can just keep talking. And I mean, from what I've learned, I feel like fall is almost everyone's favorite season, or definitely the winter if you put a poll up. So hopefully you enjoy talking about your favorite season too.
And you know what? We should put a poll up today. I'm going to guess, let's have people rank. I don't know. We'll figure out how to have them rank it. I'm going to guess fall's going to be our favorite. And then what, summer second?
And winter third and spring fourth.
Okay, I'm going to say people are going to say spring, then winter.
Okay, but what about Christmas?
Well, I'm going to say winter. In my heart, winter is close third after summer. Almost like summer and winter could kind of almost tie a little bit.
Okay.
Spring is way down there.
When you're voting, I want you to think about Christmas when you enter winter.
I also like that it's dark outside and it's cozy. Now, I understand.
January and February is what people are going to be thinking about when they answer that poll.
And people are going to say, well, it's because you live in Texas and there's not a lot of snow. And I get that. I mean, listen, I mean, it was a short amount of time, but I did live for a year in Detroit. I understand it's a lot of work. I understand. But if I have to rank them, and I'm going to take the snow into consideration, I really like winter over spring. Spring is fine. I just don't get as emotionally attached to it. It's okay. You know, I'm just not as like giddy about it as I can be about the other ones.
I agree. I'm thinking. I really like fall. Part of the reason I like fall so much is I think because of like the routine and structure that fall always brings. Just like, you know, we get back into a system, all of the things. We'll talk about it. Don't worry. But summer is a close second. Like, I love all things summer. So those two are way ahead of the other seasons. But because of Christmas, it's always going to win for me over spring.
And the coziness wins. I would rather be cozy than pretty much anything else. I will say I like the start of fall, the back to school, which we already broke down back to school. But I like the start of that season because it's, for me, even better than like January 1st. I mean, I like a good like refresh, clean out a closet, a new year, a new outlook, new goals. But I kind of think I still get that from back to school. Like, you know, that routine you just talked about. I get like the surge of energy of, you know, here we go. We're going to meal plan and my house is going to be organized and we got a routine down.
Yeah, I think for me, it starts in August when school starts. But then January is always like a good refresher. Like, okay, let's kind of reset. You've let yourself go a little bit when it comes to, you know, sending your kids with the best lunches or having the closets organized or whatever it is.
Did you like fall even like growing up?
No. I mean, I'm saying that. I liked going back to school, but where I grew up, we didn't have like football. Football wasn't a thing that we were doing. I mean, it was more... volleyball was like the big sport in my town. I'm trying to think what we did in the fall. Mom, tell me what we did in the fall. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a completely different vibe. Like we weren't doing like fall festivals. That wasn't all happening. The state fair, no. So it was very different.
Yeah. Because I grew up here, not in McKinney, but in this area. Yeah. I'm living the same fall life I was living when I was four. My fall life is identical now to then.
No, growing up, I would have said summer, hands down. And then I don't know where I would have even put fall, third or fourth.
Okay.
Because it was just different. We did different things. It wasn't as fun.
It does help. I feel like we should give a major shout out to just where we live because we do fall. And I know there are some parts of the country that really do fall, right? I mean, if I lived in some of those New England towns where they get all the gorgeous leaves. Yes. Yeah. But even though we do get the leaves will turn here. And the weather will get nice in fall, but later and definitely later than some of the other states. But we do a lot of, we have football dominates. We have the State Fair of Texas, Oktoberfest. We were just talking, there's like an Oktoberfest every weekend.
Yes, we were just talking about that. I mean, pretty much from the third weekend of September to the end of October, there's some sort of fall festival happening here in Texas.
Yeah, so. And there are so many in our area, quaint pumpkin patches and you know, all that just fall stuff. My 1 year that we lived in Michigan, I couldn't get over all of the cider mills because, you know, apple trees don't grow super great where we live. There's not a lot of that because it's too warm. But I just, that was like the most like quintessential fall. Like we went to, I mean, Andrew and I, two newlyweds, were hitting every cider mill we could. Right. We couldn't wait to watch them press those apples and to turn them into cider. The whole experience, the fall experience just gives me the warm fuzzies. The smell of fall, just the smell of it puts me in a good mood.
Okay, we did have like a couple orchards in Missouri where I lived. And that was fun. We did that, like picked apples. Now I even think one of them has like a bigger setup. So I do see people like post pictures of that. I missed out on that growing up. But I think sometimes I get angry at fall here in Texas because it's so hot until, you know, the middle or the end of October. But because of that, I think our activity season is extended. Like festivals last forever here, like fall themed, because it's the weather is so good until like Christmas almost.
Yeah, that's a good point. The weather here is, it just swings. So, I mean, like if you want to live in a climate that it will swing 30 degrees in a day, pretty consistently, you should move down here because so often in the morning it'll be 58, but then by 2, it's 88.
Yeah.
That wears me out because I leave the house like, oh, it's a nice little fall day and I'm in my jeans. And then I come home and like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Saturday fall sports are like you start with like a cozy something like, oh, it's kind of chilly out. And by the end, you're sweating and you have your pants rolled up.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I was just laughing about this the other day. When we first brought Madeley home, so Madeley came home in September, at the end of September, and it had been, I don't know, a week or two, so probably at the beginning of October, and I was dressed in like fall clothes, like jeans, and I don't know if I had a sweater on, but just like, it was October. I was dressed for fall, because that's how the temperature was that morning. Well, I was laughing because that afternoon, I took Ashby to speech, but at that time, I didn't just take Ashby, I had four little kids. So we all four went to speech. And by the time I got them to the speech office and got upstairs, I took my boots off. I took my sweater off. So I was just in like a camisole and I unbuttoned my jeans.
Because you were so hot.
Yes. And I sat in the hallway at speech. The speech therapist, I love her to pieces, was like, didn't even bat an eye. But I'm sitting out there in my camisole
and it's
barefoot.
It's a very private speech hall, I will say. So probably no one saw.
I was so hot. I didn't even care. I had my jeans unbuttoned. I was like, just having like a hot flash, like, oh my gosh.
I mean, I think I referenced this not too long ago, but that Britney Spears meme where she's sweating and she's like in leather. And that's me every fall because we want to dress like the season should be.
We'll have to post that meme because that meme gets me every time That's me. We'll post that too.
Okay, so we're starting by talking about the negative thing about fall. It's just so hot here for so long. But let's talk about all the things that we love about the season.
I mean, settle in, Erica.
Here we go.
I'll do it quickly. Here we go. Pumpkins just make me happy. I love pumpkins. Pumpkins are my favorite.
And you mentioned there are several pumpkin patches here that are all really cute. They're a little bit outside of town, or most of them are. So it feels like you're in the country when you really aren't, but...
And I'll go to all of them. I just like looking at pumpkins. You know what I do? I do this every year. It's like a tradition. When our grocery store, which we go to like, you know, a normal... it's not really a normal grocery store. It's a very great grocery store.
Yeah.
In our neighborhood. When they put the pumpkins out, I have like a moment out in front of the store that involves, I'll call Andrew. He comes to the grocery store because I'm already picking them out, but I need help hauling them. Like he knows, like there's always a phone call of me in September where I'm like, I've just bought 40 pumpkins.
You've got to come up here.
You have to come help me. Yes.
Bring your truck.
I have like this moment. I'm the crazy person in front of the grocery store, like getting so excited that I see pumpkins. I love a pumpkin.
Okay. Last year, speaking of pumpkins, we went to Jenny's house for something and she had like the cutest pumpkins all lining her porch. Do you remember this?
And you did it.
Yeah, but that was so much work.
It was phenomenal. Do you have a picture? Because we need to post a picture of that.
Sure, I can find a picture. I mean, I hope I do it again because I loved my porch. But it was, I mean, I had pumpkins in every single bit of my Suburban. Like the floor, every seat, stacked up in the back. It took me like multiple trips with one of those rolly carts because we got them from the nursery. Anyway.
No.
A lot of pumpkins.
Let's post a picture. And because Jenny, maybe we can post a picture of hers too, because they were just so pretty.
So good.
You should use it as inspiration. Her pumpkins were gorgeous. And then you did it quickly too. I would say like 2 days later, I pull up in front of your house and it was really pretty.
It was really pretty. I saw Jenny's and I was like, that looks so good. I want to do that. And then I did it, but I didn't realize, I mean, there's just a lot of pumpkins. So it was
I think the key that Jenny did and you did as well is you use different colors and shapes and types of gourds. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, like you had a great variety.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, so, okay.
We just made pumpkins. It to pumpkins. Pumpkins, number pumpkins. One. I love pumpkins.
Pumpkin patch, nursery. Get them at the grocery store. Yes. Just get yourself some pumpkins.
Get a pumpkin. Get a fake one. Get a real one. Just get a pumpkin.
Yes.
Okay. You say something next.
Okay. Well, you already touched on it, but the State Fair of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. It's supposed to happen this year, right?
I mean, we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
I love the State Fair of Texas. And it's been, you know, because again, I'm not born and raised Texan here. It's been going on forever. You know, it's my dad's parents went when they were younger. Like it's been going on forever. So it's a great tradition.
We love that. We love the rides, the games, the food, the parade. If we make it to the end of the night and we're watching the parade, I'm a happy girl. Yeah.
All of it. I love the State Fair. My next thing would be, and I don't think that you are as into this as I am. I am consumed and obsessed with anything flavored pumpkin.
Oh yeah. You got that one. That one's on you, Shay. Pumpkin spice lattes are, I mean, I like it, but they're a little like strong for me. I don't know how, another way to say it. They're strong flavored.
That's the spices. Aren't sweet spices, right? Nutmeg, cinnamon. They're not really sweet spices. So they could probably anything.
Okay, so tell us what you like to eat pumpkin. You have pumpkin flavored creamer.
Oh, for sure. Pumpkin flavored creamer. And then if it's in a cereal, if it's in a hot cocoa mix, if it's in a potato chip. I mean, when I go to Trader Joe's, I look like a crazy lady because my cart is completely filled. If it's in a ravioli, if it's in a sausage, if it's in a whatever, they do like a wrap. That this time of year, and there's like, it's like cubed.
Pumpkin sausage.
Like, you know, like a lunch wrap. Like with,
like turkey or something.
No, I want pumpkin butter. I want pumpkin flavored waffles. I want pumpkin ice cream. I love it. I have no shame. It makes me happy. It brings me joy. I love the pumpkin. And I cook with it a lot too. I mean, obviously I make like pumpkin muffins and breads and pancakes, but I also make a lot of savory.
We do like those pumpkin muffins. We have those a lot.
Oh, they're so good.
With the chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Okay. Your savory, your pumpkin sausage. What's it called? Pumpkin sausage, pumpkin pasta, pumpkin.
Oh, yes. Oh, I like that one a lot.
My kids really like that.
Okay, good.
And it sounds like an odd combination. I actually don't think I made it for years and years because I was like, that's not me. But my cousin had it one day and we were over there and one of my kids was like, this is so good. And now it's a staple every fall.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Can I make a recommendation for this year?
Yeah.
To add to your lineup, please try my pumpkin chili.
Okay.
Sounds probably weird, but
do you put pumpkin seeds on top in the picture?
I get them from Trader Joe's. So you could omit that if you want to, roasted, salted. I mean, you just eat those as a snack. Pumpkin seeds is what I garnish with it, but it has, you know, I mean, all the great flavors of chili, but then I also put some pumpkin. Andrew doesn't want cinnamon in his savory.
Yeah.
So most of my pumpkin recipes don't have cinnamon with
it. Me neither.
It's pumpkin. I like to put Parmesan cheese or spices. Okay. Then make it like, or like Chipotle, like something like spicy. But anyway, try that.
Okay. I will do. I'll keep you posted how it goes.
Okay, please. I hope you love it. If you don't, you don't have to mention it on the podcast because I want other people to make it. Okay. What's something else?
Okay. I would say football. We haven't talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, both of our houses, football's on TV. We're watching football on Saturdays with our kids. We are...
On all levels, football is fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like I will watch a flag football game and think it's fun or watch the NFL and think it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We also, we have season tickets to our local high school. So we go on Friday nights or Thursday nights or whenever that team is playing. And that's just a fun environment too, like watching our local high school team and the town coming out.
It's a very Friday Night Lights atmosphere. Because I love the game, but then I also, I love going to the high school and I like watching the band and watching the cheerleaders. And I just like watching the high school kids in that camaraderie, you know?
Yeah.
I missed it last year, you know, when we couldn't go last year. And that was one of those things that I did miss. I'm very excited about this year.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. I love football. That's a good one. My turn again. Okay. I'm going to say the movies, the entertainment. I love the fall entertainment.
You already said my favorite fall movie.
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah.
Did you see the new one comes out next year?
I didn't know what the date was, but I've seen like previews or the advertising for the new movie.
Yes, okay. It comes out fall 2022. I just yesterday, because I was fact checking for this episode, according to Sarah Jessica Parker's Instagram, it says she had posted a picture and it says fall 2022 on Disney Plus. I mean, I am here for that.
Okay, so I don't remember watching that movie growing up. And I will tell you, even watching it with my kids, the part where they're like, what's the virgin? Or, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
what do they say?
Nah.
Like the ghost or the witches need a virgin's blood or something like that. And I remember watching it with my kids and we immediately just started saying like, well, it just means like pure, like kids are like, you know, no blemishes.
Yeah, no, not tainted.
Yeah, you know, but once we got past that, I mean, I remember last year, maybe even the year before, we watched it so much that if you asked Britt what her favorite movie was, she would say Hocus Pocus. And she was probably like three.
Yeah.
No, it's just very fall.
Love it.
Yes.
And again,
my top one.
It came out when I was probably Smith and Nixon's age. I was probably 11.
Yeah, right? It's old.
I'm still living my same fall life. Liz, I thrive on a routine. I've been doing this one for 30 years. Okay, other fall movies. We talked about this in a previous episode, I think, but like You've Got Mail. I know it covers a whole year, but it feels very fall.
Yeah, most of it is kind of centered around fall.
Yes, same with When Harry Met Sally, which you still need to watch.
Yeah, that's still on my to-do list.
It covers some Christmas and winter, a little spring, but it feels very fall.
I really feel like I should take a back seat and just let you go because I feel like Shay and movies and seasonal movies... You go.
Okay, I'll hit some. Runaway Bride, super fall.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a really good fall one. Yes, that's a really good fall one. Legally Blonde, that's a pretty good fall one.
Okay, that's on Netflix right now, everyone.
It's such a good one. Oh, Sweet Home Alabama is happening in the fall. It is. That one is a fall one. And then, of course, like the Addams Family, Hotel Transylvania. Those are fun.
That movie, Monster House. It's like an animated movie, but it's kind of scary. I mean,
yes.
My kids were a little bit, woo, the first time we watched it. The Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we watched The Sixth Sense with a few of the big kids. One big kid opted out of it. A few of the last Halloween night.
Yeah, that was a really great option on Halloween night. We watched it in like the woods. It was scary.
Kids are still talking about it.
Yeah.
So many good.
But there were, I mean, I thought it was like a very age appropriate movie for tweens. Yeah. And it was scary, but not
gory, and no. There's not sexual content or anything like that in it.
Nothing inappropriate.
Like that. Okay. So speaking of that, I have a fall birthday. My birthday is 6 days before Halloween. So and I'm such a fall person. Every birthday was a Halloween theme, or most of them, because I wanted it to be, right? Yeah. I wanted you to come in your costume. Yes.
And your mom, knowing now what moms were thinking, they were thinking, it's another opportunity to wear that costume.
Oh, yeah. And her hair. Her house was already decorated, right? Yeah. Like, she was good to go. But the house I grew up in, when you turned into my neighborhood, and I was 1, 2, 3, 4 houses down, okay? When you turned into my neighborhood, there was a very old cemetery at the corner.
Ooh.
So I live 4 houses down from that cemetery. So every year on my birthday, every single year, my little friends, my dad would take us into the cemetery and tell us a scary story. And every year, either another girl's dad or a neighbor or my uncle would jump out of the tree and scare us. Like, we knew it was going to happen. We knew they were in the tree. We knew. But it was just like fun. Like, I love that.
Every year.
And now with our kids, we do the same thing.
Yes.
We take them to a cemetery in our neighborhood.
Well, we try to scare them.
We try to scare them. They know it's coming. We do it every single year. It's not a surprise.
Yes.
And they like love it. I love that stuff.
Okay, wait. One more movie we didn't talk about.
Tell me.
I knew we were missing something. Casper.
Oh, Casper's
also
a good one.
Harry Potter, I feel like, is very fall.
I've never
if you
seen
watch Harry Potter.
Potter
with your kids.
Have you seen Harry Potter?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't.
Well, when I taught third grade, one of my kids was reading them. And so I read them with him. And then I watched the movie.
How sweet is that?
Yeah. Aww. They were so good. I was never like a Harry Potter person before that. But yeah, I read them along with this kid and they were so good.
That's so sweet. So sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, movies. Okay, what else? Should we just mention some other fall things that we love?
Yeah.
I have a game after this.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
I mean, we kind of said candles.
Oh, this is the smell.
The smell of fall, yeah.
Pumpkin bread baking, a fall candle, leaves burning. There's just a smell of a fire going.
Also, even that... that like crispness to the air.
Yes.
When you wake up or you go outside in the morning and it's like, ooh, it's like a little chilly. Granted, it doesn't last long on Texas days, but when you get up in the morning, it's crisp.
It's like what heaven's going to smell like. Fall. It's going to smell like fall. Okay, we do this from time to time, so we're going to do it today, of course. We're going to play This or That.
Ooh.
Fall edition. Okay, Erica, I'm going to read you some this or that.
Okay, I'm going to try to be like blunt because always with this 9, Erica, I see too many sides.
Yes, don't see sides.
I do that. You know?
Your initial reaction is what we're going for
here.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Deep breath. Okay. Pumpkin spice or apple cider?
Apple cider.
Carved pumpkins or pumpkin pie?
Carved pumpkins. That's one of our favorite things to do.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing to do,
okay,
too.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Candy apples, candy corn.
Okay, we need to talk about this.
We're going to come back to
them. I'm messing
we're gonna
up the
yes,
game.
Yes, you are.
Candied apples.
Scary movie, horror book.
Wait, I just want you to know, Shay just shook her head. Like, I can't believe she said that.
So far.
I wish you could have seen that. She shook her head after I answered.
So far, we haven't agreed on a single one. I'm just
okay. Wait,
throwing that out there. We'll come back. I'm just saying.
What did you just ask me? I was unfocused.
And I have a feeling we're not going to agree on this one.
Probably not.
Scary movie, horror book.
Oh, I like them both.
You are terrible at this game.
I know. See, I'm going to say horror book because I like that all year long.
Halloween or Thanksgiving?
Halloween.
Sweaters or flannels?
Sweaters.
Watching football, watching Halloween movies?
Watching football. It's fall.
Let's see. Haunted houses or corn mazes?
I love both, but haunted houses.
Caramel apples, salted caramel?
Salted caramel.
We didn't agree on very many of those. But you know what? I think that just goes to show there's a lot to love in fall. One that really got me, the one where I was like appalled, was the candy apples over candy corn. And I don't even like candy corn, but I'd rather have it over in a candy apple.
Okay, we need to talk about this. We'll post this on our Insta stories. Don't let me forget. My grandma makes, I'm going to make this for you, Shay. You're going to love it. I don't even know where she got the recipe, but okay, she would cut apples. I'm trying to think, how would she slice them? Almost like in half, where you had like two halves, okay. I think. Or maybe like rings. Like you had like ringed of the apples. I don't know how you
describe already that. Sounds like a lot of work, Grandma. Okay.
I know. But then you would almost like, it's in like a saute pan and you have water just enough where it's like covering the apples and you put red hot candies in there. It turns the apples like spicy cinnamon and it makes them, I mean, they get super soft from being cooked. I don't know. It makes me think
make
of fall.
Them for
it makes me think of my grandma, all the okay. favorite things.
Okay. I can get behind that.
So probably when you said candy apples, that's what I was thinking. And I'll make them and you're going to be like, hey, these actually are really good.
Because I was thinking of like, now a caramel apple is better than a candy apple, but you know, on the stick where you
it's
have them.
It's so hard to eat.
It's so hard to eat. And also it's mostly apple. And I like an apple, but it's mostly apple. It's like you're breaking your teeth to get to an apple.
Yeah, it'd almost be better if it an option. Anyhow, if you would have asked me an apple slice with a caramel dip on the side.
Yes.
Yes. Give it to me.
Yes. Remember when we used to take our kids to McDonald's a million years ago? Wouldn't we get that? We would. Remember, like, wasn't that a part of like the Happy Meal?
Apple slices were.
With like some sauce. Remember,
really?
Like a million years ago, like a caramel sauce or something. It came with a sauce.
Maybe so.
That's what I think about.
We got a little sidetracked.
We did. Okay. Pumpkin spice. I would pick that over apple cider, though. I love apple cider.
Yes. I'm
just yesterday. My sweet husband, who knows me so well, went to the grocery store because, side note, when COVID happened, Andrew started going daily to like look for, you know, like he was like a man going to find
provisions.
Food. Yes. So now he just continues to go because he likes to get fresh
every
food.
Every single day.
Every single day he goes, even on the weekends.
What did
which
he come
is
home with today?
Lovely. Like, what did he come home with today? I don't even know. I mean,
like, what did he need today that he didn't get at the store yesterday?
He will find something.
Do you know what I mean?
Even like batteries. Like, there's always something in this house that like he should get tomorrow.
That's really.
Yesterday he came home with a little random assortment, but one of them was apple cider donut Oreos. And he was like, they kind of look gross, but it looked like something you would like. And they're not gluten-free. So it's like one of those things like
you had to eat it in the dark closet and yes, so nobody saw you.
They were very odd day. I tried one. They're very odd tasting, but I just think it's sweet that he's like walking down. He probably saw an end cap and was like, that just looks like fall threw up all over it.
He knew, you know what? It looks like fall. Shay will be super excited when I bring this package home.
It's the most random item ever.
So you didn't like them?
I mean, it was a lot going on. I would prefer, okay, I'm not a huge sweets person, but like an apple cider donut,
ooh,
I would be behind that. It was the apple cider donut Oreo. It got
it
a little,
like a cookie.
It got a lot happening there, but
okay.
Like a really good apple cider donut. I'm all about that.
Okay.
You do love those horror books. They make me too nervous.
Would you have chosen a scary movie?
I would because I could get through it faster, right?
Yeah.
The horror would be over quicker, but that would take me a while. I don't like that.
We need
that.
A good, another good option for the kids to see this year that's like scary, but appropriate still for like seventh graders.
Andrew said Pet Sematary. I was like, well, I haven't watched it since I was in seventh grade.
I don't even know if I've ever seen that movie.
I shouldn't have been watching it in seventh grade. Oh, wait, let's say this. We'll make this story really quick.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
We were on the beach in Nantucket,
yes.
And we were just making conversation about like things we're afraid of, just like random conversation.
Yeah.
And Tab said he was afraid of being buried alive. I was like,
Why are you thinking about that? Well, is what I'm thinking. But no. Shay was like, oh my gosh, that's my biggest fear too. No.
And like, listen, let's be real. You're my bestie, but Tab would be like a second bestie, right? I like talk to Tab a lot. I spend a lot of time with Tab. The fact that we had not realized we have the same fear.
Yes. They both were like very passionate about this being their biggest fear.
Yes. So then I started describing how at a very young age, my terrible, horrible parents somehow let me watch. Accidentally, I watched a show on regular TV that scared the living daylights out of me that 35 years later, I'm still scared about. And as I'm describing it, Tab is like, oh my gosh, me too. Like we had watched the same show.
They both watched the same scary show when they were maybe a little young on the younger side. You have great parents.
I have great parents. They just were apparently preoccupied.
You guys are the same age. So you both probably watched it because it came on regular TV at the same time. And you were probably in like sixth grade. Is that what you thought?
No, we looked up the date. No, Tab and I think we were more like six. So.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the horrible parent part comes. I'm like, I don't know what Jerry and Sherry were. Probably they were getting on to Sean. Probably Sean That's was being naughty. Was. They were getting on to Sean. And so I'm in there with the remote and I found an Alfred Hitchcock is what we wrote. Because then we got down on the beach. We got to a rabbit hole of like, let's Google this.
And we found it.
We found it. And we showed you and Andrew the scary part. Thank you. YouTube has everything. We showed you guys the scary part. And what did you say? What did you think?
It was very scary. And now being buried alive is something I'm worried about now.
Just imagine if like Maidley saw that, how traumatic that would be.
That's probably why Tab watched it because he had older siblings. So probably he was like the Maidley of the family where like Smith and Kensington were like, oh, this is fine. It was age appropriate. And, you know, like Britt watching Hocus Pocus at three, it was the same thing.
So thus, scary movies and books, I'm not a huge fan of. I was ruined as a small child. So, oh, that was fun. Okay. Oh, moving on. Talking about fall. What about fall recipes? We've mentioned a couple, but like, and they don't all have to be like pumpkin flavor, but like, what do you guys like to eat this time of year?
Well, any soup or chili or chowder. That is my favorite thing. I would say my kids like their favorite soup. They like anything with like a broccoli and a cheese, like that sausage broccoli cheese. They are all about something like that. Where I like anything that's like a taco soup or any type of like Mexican-y chili, anything like that. Those are our go-tos. But that pasta is always make it in the fall. Also like the barbecue apple chicken.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes.
Or the pulled pork.
Yes.
So are you making most of the stuff in the slow cooker?
Yeah, almost all of it. Even, I don't remember if your recipe for sausage stuff says to do that, but I did it and just like put it on low and we ate it. Yeah.
Yeah. And do you have a salad as a side?
For a soup?
Yeah, for soup or chili. Like what?
Most of the time you like get the soup.
Oh,
I'm okay. Like a one hit wonder, but it's like a one bowl wonder. Unless there's something, if there's some kind of like certain kids, I, you know, like if they don't like something, then I might let you have like you have a peanut butter sandwich on the side or, you know, like you have something to like dip your chili in or whatever.
Yes.
I never thought of myself as a one hit wonder, but I will now the next time I make that.
I would say it depends on what kind of soup. I mean, we always have. I'm just gonna say we always have a salad with our soup. And it depends on if it's a tomato basil soup, then we'll do like grilled cheese sandwich. Or if it's, I don't know, if it's like a really hearty soup, it'll just be soup and salad. If it's not as hearty, sometimes we'll do like cheese, like we'll take gluten-free toast and put like butter and garlic powder and some cheese, like a crispy, yeah, like a big crouton or something.
Yeah.
Like a French onion soup has that on it. We do that. We like a soup. I would say my kids' favorites would be more towards chilies with the ground beef and a little bit like heartier towards chilies. And
I mean, I will say I give them crackers I like and them stuff. All. Is that a thing?
It's basically a salad.
Totally.
Basically a salad.
Okay. Chilies. Your brisket chili is really good. That's a favorite in your house too, right?
Yeah. I do really like the brisket chili. All of that. I love to come home and my house smells like dinner. And I love that it's like hearty. I love all of that stuff. I also, I don't think you do this as much, because your people don't love a pasta like mine do, but casseroles, we do a lot of casseroles.
Like in, give me some examples.
Like a chicken spaghetti or you know, like a spicy ziti with, I don't know, sausage.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Something, or like a chicken and rice casserole. I like a casserole too. Again, with a salad as a side.
With a casserole, I would make a vegetable. I would make something.
But not with the soup.
No, because I feel like at a, I don't know why, guys, I don't do it. I mean, I would give them something if they didn't eat it. But like the night that we had sausage broccoli cheese soup recently, almost every kid had two bowls. Oh, and so I was like, they just ate a lot. And there was like a lot of broccoli in there. I went with it.
Yes.
If it was anything like tomato soup, I wouldn't make that for dinner. So I, you know, like it has a protein, it has veggies.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know, I'm explaining myself. Before anyone says like you're not giving your kids enough food, there's always plenty of food groups covered in the one bowl.
Well, there was a lot of broccoli in there.
Yeah, 4 cups.
So, yes. Okay, you are doing a great job.
Thank you. Say it one more time.
What kind of casseroles? Oh, or a potato casserole. That was another kind of, like with the hash browns. A casserole. Yeah. Casseroles, we like casseroles.
Yes. I mean, I make sloppy joes and stuff like that all the time. But also to me, like a sloppy joe is like a fall thing. Trying to think other things.
Like stuffed potatoes.
Yes.
You know, we made them with like turkey bacon the other night. Just like a really loaded potato is fall. Or then like we like to eat around here. Just like roasts and briskets and stew and like those bigger cuts of meat.
Yeah. Roast is a good one with like potatoes, carrots. I even put green beans in it sometimes. Oh, yeah. And then ask me if I serve them aside.
To be fair, my recipes don't come with sides.
Exactly.
They don't. No, I'm just assuming
you should serve this with a salad.
Yeah.
I think what else?
That's all. It's all that like hearty, warm. Do your lunches change in the fall or your breakfast, or does that stay the same?
Pretty much the same.
Stays the same. I would say mine do too, except for instead of like regular toast, it's like a pumpkin toast.
Except
with pumpkin butter.
And you're using pumpkin creamer pumpkin milk.
Yes. If there anything. Were pumpkin bacon, I would have that with my pumpkin scrambled eggs.
Shay's in the kitchen, like food, like dyeing her eggs orange.
I'm like getting all into the moment. Recipes. Food is better in the fall. I think food is good in the summer, but there's something about being hot. Like it's hot outside, right? I want more fresh, light, not like heavy. There's something like comforting about fall food.
It's also light so long in the summer that it's like, I don't know, like cozy isn't a thing that really comes to mind when it's the summertime.
Absolutely. Okay. I have some fall bucket list things.
Okay.
And we're going to try to post these. So in case you want to make your own bucket list, but I'm going to read these and then let's see if we need to add any. You tell me if like, nope, this isn't a good bucket list idea. It's kind of hard. Our kids are getting, I feel bad. I'm going to say that. I'm going to preface it. I feel like my big kids got to do a lot of these fun bucket list things for 10 years. And because they're so much older now, we might not do them. And so then little Madeley only got to do them for 5 years, you know?
Yeah, but kind of like that thing where you know, when you have one kid, you devote all of your time to that one kid. And then when you have kid 5 or 6, you just don't have as much time to devote to them. But somebody told me one time, like, yeah, but you've also given them like 4 other siblings who love them and devote so much of their time to them too. I think it's kind of that thing. Like, Maylee hasn't gone to maybe the pumpkin patch she won't go for 10 years. But she also started going to football games, and baby Kensington wasn't going to a football game. She was going to bed at 6:30. So yeah,
that's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's all relative. I like all of these things on this list, I think. And they're all really good. We didn't do this last year for the first time, and I don't know if we'll do it this year, but go to a pumpkin patch is the first one.
Yeah. Well, last year, I think everything was weird with COVID too. And it also could have been a nice year to just start the break. Like, it didn't work out. Yeah.
We did go up to our grocery store and everybody picked a pumpkin from our grocery store. Well, in that grocery store, if you're looking for me between end of August and December 26th, I am at my grocery store.
That's what we did too, actually.
And that's fun. We made like a night of it.
We're probably out of milk and bread. And I said, oh, you should get a pumpkin.
Andrew was there for his third time that day. Visit a fall festival. Yes.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Like we said, here in Dallas, or, you know, in the Dallas area, there are festivals in almost every little town, probably starting Labor Day. Who am I kidding? Like starting early in September, and it goes like through Thanksgiving.
I like them when they're like in our downtown. I like them at church. I like, it doesn't matter who's hosting it.
Fall festival, Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Yes. All of that.
Sign me up. Okay. On the fall bucket list I'm reading off of, enjoy the leaves changing. I get giddy.
Yeah, I just don't feel like, maybe it doesn't happen here until like November. And at that point, we're like, where's Santa? Baby Jesus.
Very much remember Bowen last year being like, Miss Shay, you talk about the leaves a lot. But it's because I do. It's because I drive down the street and I'm like, look at that tree. Look at that tree. Look at that tree. Oh, that tree's turning. Like,
yeah, maybe I don't notice that.
You need to. We get really pretty. Again, it's not Vermont, but okay. But I feel like they do get really pretty. Usually around, I mean, it's later, like Halloween.
Yeah.
It's later. Okay, what about baking, making your favorite fall goodies? Like, what are some fall treats? Do you do cookies? I know you do the muffins. Like, baking is a big part of our fall routine over here.
No, baking is not something that happens in my house a lot. We bake muffins, pretty much it. I mean, every once in a while we bake something else, but it's like, oh, we're feeling dessert. What are we going to bake for dessert? That's it. We're not like bakers often. What do you bake? What do you guys
Anything
bake?
Anything with pumpkin.
Okay. So like pumpkin bread.
Pumpkin bread, pumpkin muffins, pumpkin drop cookies, pumpkin cupcakes. I mean, I do other things too. With I feel like s'mores is kind of like a flavor of fall. And then apple, cinnamon, apple spice, apple stuff too. Yeah.
I'm not a good baker.
Well, I know you're good at this though. Snuggling up in a cozy sweater.
Yeah. I love, I don't do it that much outside of the house, but inside of the house, like having a super oversized cardigan. Yes. Almost like walking around in a robe, basically, is what it's like.
Yes. It's so cozy. I love that too. What about sitting by a fire? When do you start turning your fires on in your house?
Just when it gets cold.
I contemplated it today. It was raining this morning and I thought like it's overcast and raining. I didn't.
I usually wait until it's like cold outside.
So nice to be outside by a fire too.
Yes. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite too. I like that. What about apple cider? Do you buy it? Do you enjoy it this time of year?
Now, if I'm being honest, I usually buy it, especially if I'm at Trader Joe's, because they are going to have some in cap that looks really cute. Probably has hay bales. Mm,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, it looks good. I think last year I bought two, and I don't know that we ever drank them, unfortunately. Our friend Megan, one year I hosted Thanksgiving at my house. Like, my family was all there, and she gave me this cider recipe. And I made it just for like an afternoon treat when other people were drinking coffee. And it was so good.
Like a homemade cider recipe?
I almost want to say it was like maybe easier than that. But it was like a certain specific apple cider mix that I bought certain something else, maybe something from Trader Joe's. And it was really good. I'll ask her. We'll post that too.
Oh, yeah. She'll share that. That'll be really good. Okay. I lost my place here. Oh, I know we both love to do this. Decorating our house for fall.
Yeah, it just makes it look cozy, right?
It does. My kids like it. They get excited when they come home from school. It really makes the season feel alive when you have that.
It just makes it a little special, a little extra. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely it does. Let's see here. Boots. We love boots. Buying boots, wearing boots. Enjoying boots. I'll put boots on pretty early in the season.
Yeah. I'm a booty fan. Even, sometimes I'll wear them like with shorts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when it's fall, just because that's what we do here in Texas.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I like to do that too. Attend a football game.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yes. Yeah. On lots of different levels too, which makes it fun. I'm all about attending a football game. Such a fun fall thing to do. And then, okay, the last thing that we'll do on our fall bucket list is spend more time outside, which I do enjoy that this time of year in Texas.
Yes.
When we can spend more time outside.
Okay, I have a couple things to add to that list.
Yeah.
Okay, we usually, our group of friends or our Sunday school class, we get together with our kids and have some sort of like Halloween party. Did it happen last year because of COVID? No. Yeah, so hopefully it happens this year. Because again, it's one of those opportunities where the kids can wear their costumes again.
Yes.
So also trick-or-treating. Yes. That's a fall thing.
Oh, I love to do that. I like that whole night. That whole day, actually. I love just the whole day is just fun.
Yes. And then this is super random, but if we lived closer, and maybe I'm not aware, but if we lived closer to where a place like a rodeo, I feel like a rodeo and fall go hand in hand, and my kids love a rodeo, but I know they're here, but I'm just like not aware of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So my dad loves a rodeo.
Why don't I go to the rodeo?
I'm not interested in rodeos. But my dad loves rodeo. But you know, the Mesquite rodeo is like the big deal here.
Yeah. But it's not like,
I think it's in the winter,
convenient.
Isn't it?
Well, we went in the fall one time. Remember I took my kids? I think it's in the fall, but I think it starts in the summer and then it goes, like it ends in the fall. Like whenever we went, it was fall, but it was like early fall. I don't know.
You gotta get yourself to a rodeo. My dad will go with you.
Your dad went to look up some dates.
He probably already has them. He's got, Erica, what I've got the schedule for you right here.
Really be fun is like a small town rodeo.
Small town anything is fun.
That's what I want.
Yes. Small town anything is like so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we miss anything else?
What else? Let me see.
Or did we cover fall?
I mean, I feel like we got it covered.
Well, okay. Should we make we have an announcement. Yeah.
That was like drum. That was not good.
That was your drum. That was like a Christmas vacation kind of a drum roll. I can't really mock though, because I could not do any better.
I don't know what I was trying to do. Okay.
That was Erica's drum roll.
Wait, John, could you insert a drum roll? Okay.
Yay. There we go. We got a drum roll. Okay. So, Erica, this was your great idea. So, let's hear it.
Okay. So, I don't know the date. Our first episode of this. Wait, scratch that. That wasn't a good announcement. Okay, starting over. Here we go. We are going to have a podcast book club.
Woohoo! Okay, don't freak out if you don't like books.
It's going to be a very, very small portion. Schaefer, we're looking at you. But we're just going to read one book a month. And we'll talk about it in podcast form. We don't really know how long the episode will be or if it will be super quick and we'll add it to something else. We're just kind of give it a shot. But fall and winter, we like to read. So we thought this would be something we could add on and hopefully you guys can read along and it'll be something you enjoy too.
If you haven't noticed, the entire concept of this podcast is we talk about what you want us to talk about. Like we really try to be like, you know, talking about like girlfriend talk, bestie talk that you guys are wanting to hear. And every time we put out there, hey, what do you want us to talk about? Books comes out into play. So we thought it would be fun. We're going to try this. We're going to read a book this month in September. We're going to read a book and then we will talk about it at the end of the month. We'll let you know in advance we're going to talk about it, but you should just start reading it now. And we kind of randomly picked it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the name of the first book?
So the first book that we are going to read, and I'm going to say this too, we haven't read it. Eric and I haven't read it.
It might be horrible.
It might be horrible. It might be rated R. Hopefully not. Like we've done our, you know, we don't want to research it too much or else it'll give it away for us. We want to like dive in like we would any other book and we hope we love it. It's Not a Happy Family by Sherry Lapina. Not a Happy Family. It is in the mystery, thriller, and suspense category.
Very fall, guys. Very fall.
Very Erica. When I put out on my blog last month, like, what book should I read? It was one of the most suggested books. So if so many of you are telling us we need to read it, then we're going to read it. So you can listen, or if you haven't, you can read along with us. If we don't like it, we'll tell you. And it's a book review. We'll be very honest about it. Not a Happy Family by Sherry Lapina, L-A-P-E-N-A. We will post that in our stories too. That way you make sure you get the right one.
Yeah, so we're going to read it. You guys read it and we'll talk about it soon.
Oh, yes. So that is breaking down fall and breaking down awkwardly our new book club.
Yeah. So sorry about the drum roll and the announcement. If we missed anything, make sure you let us know. What did we miss? What are you guys like doing in the fall? What do you look forward to?
Yes, tell us. We're going to head to our random reader question section now. Maybe there's a fall one in there.
Okay, yeah. And so I did not write these down because we just got them last minute. So Shay, first random reader question. What is something you are not good at?
Oh, and there's a lot of things.
What comes to mind first?
Immediately first was like fixing things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very much a like quitter on fixing things. If like, it looks...
For example, my microphone.
Your microphone, yes.
It's been broken and it's been hanging down or hanging up. I mean, like, I don't know, stand. I have to awkwardly hold my neck or you can't hear me as well.
The problem is, if I'll be really honest, I'm not good at fixing things because I grew up in a house where my mom can fix anything.
Really?
My mom is super handy. My dad is not. He doesn't have a toolbox. He even like laughs. He has a like a tool Cool Whip container, like an old Cool Whip container is where he keeps like random. Like my dad has, but my mom will like, she'd go fix something. So I go from that house to Andrew Schult, like is like an engineer. Like he like literally will fix and build and make anything. I don't have to fix anything.
Wait, I didn't know this about your mom. So you, let's say furniture arrives in a box and has to be put together. Sherry does it.
Before my dad gets home from work.
Okay. Yes. Say there's something really heavy that needs to be hung on the wall.
She does it. No. Growing up, even like now, but like growing up, so many times my dad would come, we'd come home from work and school and my dad would be like, I don't even know how you did that because it's heavy. It's she gets superhuman strength. She can build it. She can make it. She can hang it. And she does it all by herself and she never asks for help. And so I grew up in a house where, yes, she'll put your whatever together while my dad's not home. Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah. So then I go from that to Andrew who... And I think they talked about this when Tab and Andrew were on here with Breaking Down the Besties. But Tab will, you know, invite Andrew to your house to help with something because it works out great. You can sit down and have a drink while Andrew just does it for you. Andrew wants to do it and he knows he does it better and more right. So I don't have to fix anything. I'm terrible at fixing things. Even like if the TV is not working correctly, my answer is always like, yeah, your dad will figure it out. And he does. I don't have to learn how. Andrew has learned how.
That's impressive. Okay.
What about you?
I'm impressed by your mom. The first thing that immediately comes to mind is like, decision making. I feel like I want to hear every side and sometimes then I get overwhelmed. And I'm like, forget it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I will say, let's reference back that Enneagram episode we've already done, but I, as an 8, I'm a very fast decision maker.
You are. And she won't even question it. Where sometimes I'm like, don't you see where that wasn't the right decision? And she's like, it is.
No.
She's convinced herself.
But here's what I was going to say.
It doesn't even matter. Where I'm like, wait, I think we should have slowed down on this.
You would think me as a very quick decision maker would be annoyed by indecisiveness. You don't come across that way. So it must be, that's my point. It must be an internal thing because I would never say that about you. Because I think that would annoy me. But you don't. Well, I mean, I could see where that would be like, just make a decision, Erica. Yeah, but I don't ever say that. So you're hiding it well. That's what I'm saying. You're hiding it really well.
Okay, good. That immediately comes to mind. Maybe I've been dealing with it lately. Or my second thought would be another thing I'm not good at is like a closet can be organized, but I'm not good at keeping it that way.
You know what? I'll support you on that one.
Yeah. One of our friends would be like, you're organized your closets again? Like, I feel like you just did that. And I'm like, it's why? Because I'm not good at keeping it organized.
I'm not trying to like throw it like, you know, slam Erica or whatever. But it's because only reason I think maybe your closet's not organized. The only reason is because I have been told if I die, you may not go in my closet.
I'm not even referring to that one. I just mean any of them. But
you have said that to me.
Go in there.
You have said like under no circumstances ever. If there's ever an emergency, if the answer to saving the world is in my closet, too bad. The world's over.
The world's going down.
Yes. So that's what would lead me to believe.
Now, sometimes I really am being serious about that. And other times I would be like, actually, I just organized it. But see, I'm not good at keeping it organized, which is why it ebbs and flows.
Oh,
okay, next question. What sound or noise do you love?
Oh, I thought you were going to say that I don't love.
Love.
What sound or noise?
I would say right off the top of the bat, like rain also like a crackling fire.
Yes. Okay. Both of those are really, really, really good. I love our kids sleep in our room on Friday nights. Like we call it Friday fun night. They all sleep in the sleeping bags. And I love laying there in my bed and hearing everybody breathe. I just love, like, all three dogs are in there. All my people are in there. I just like hearing that. But I like, you know me, my house is like, I don't know, a department store. There's always music playing. I like to hear just like soft music.
Okay. Speaking of Shay's, what you said first, your Friday fun night, is that what you called it, when you love hearing everyone breathe? Okay, one time years ago, we dog set Poppy and Poppy slept under my bed and it was like a horror movie that I could hear her breathing at night because it like freaked me out. I'm not used to hearing another person breathe anyway, or an animal for that matter.
That's funny.
Okay, what do you want God to say to you when you arrive in heaven?
Well done, my good and faithful servant.
I know, that's the first thing that, like, that's what the Bible tells us that we want him to say.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yes. No, I want. I mean, here's the thing. I want to say lots of things to him. Like thank
questions,
you.
Or also, what about this?
Or just like in my first moments, I want to be like, just like, thank you. Like, thank you for sending Jesus. Like, yeah. Thank you. Like, oh, like I am. Yes. I want it to all start, though, with well done.
I know. When I saw that question, I was like, I mean, that's all I can come up with. Like, that's what I want him to say.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. What is something that has not been invented that should be?
Oh, a laundry washer, dryer, folder, putter, upper. Like an all-in-one robot.
I didn't think about that, but you're right.
Yes, I want the laundry to just all be done. Poof, it's all done. Do I need more practical than that? Because that's really what I want.
No, I mean, here's the thing I thought when I read the question, like, well, if it hasn't been invented, I'm not the one that's going to come up with it. I don't know. That laundry putter, folder cleaner, putter upper is a great option.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. That's where my...
A robot that cooks, cleans up the kitchen. I mean, anything like that.
I don't even mind doing that. Let's just do this. Clothes that don't get dirty. Clothes that look fresh and stay fresh forever, right? Like, if I didn't have to keep washing and drying, it wouldn't be an issue.
But also, like, they hung themselves back up or they slipped back into the correct drawer. Like, that's the other, it's not really the cleaning that's the big deal. It's just, like, putting it all away.
Yeah, that's true, too. I wish you could invent some sort of filtering system that when I looked at my email, it really was the only email I need to see. It's going to filter out spam or even just unnecessary. Like, I just wish I could look at it and just really see those three or four most important, and it put it in order for you instead of having to, like, you know, you open it in the morning and all the emails from overnight and you're like, oh my gosh, where do I even start? There's so much.
Yes. Okay. When you said the word filter, I thought you were going to say, like, you know, like an Instagram filter, but I wish, like, when people looked, that's all you really saw, an Instagram filter.
That too. Let's invent that too.
Yeah.
Or we'll have,
that wouldn't hurt.
We'll have somebody else do it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's breaking down fall, right? Episode's over. We're done.
We covered a lot.
We're going to go have some pumpkin coffee now with a piece of pumpkin pie.
I'm going to have the pumpkin sausage pasta, actually.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll have that too.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm so excited. I love this season. I hope you guys all go download or rent from the library or check out from the library or buy Sherry Lapina's book.
Yeah.
We're going to read that. Hopefully it's really, 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 really good.
Yes. Join us next time. And thanks so much for listening today.
You guys have a great day. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.